Welcome to Pert 17 of Scotland's ain kingly hooses. Queen Mary is ane of the maist weel kent and maist controvertit rulers of Scotland. Hoose of the Stuart, hod and gone. Mary the First, 1542 to 1567. Born on the 7th December 1542 in Lythgoe Palace, West Lothian, she was a daughter and a lawful heir of James V and Mary of Guise. Mary became queen at just 6 days old. On 3rd of January 1543, James Hamilton, Earl of Arran, near akin to Mary, was made governor of the Kinrick. The Ingalls king, Henry the Echt, knew pit for it his ploy to hae Mary married on his son and through the lassie rule Scotland. Arran could be a sapsy, offered Henry's daughter Elizabeth for his son, or hints a mair weir, he gied in till Henry's fleeching. By the treaties of Greenwich, agreed on 1st July 1543, Mary would marry the Southron prince, but the Ingalls king demanded the Scots break with France and send Mary to England. The Queen Dowria, Mary of Guise, and Cardinal Dovet Beaton, the heads of the French party, now brought Arran over to their side, and wee Queen Mary was crowned on the 9th of September 1543 at Stirling Castle to make a pint to the Ingalls about sovereignty. In the December, Parliament elided the treaty on the grounds that the Ingalls had clocked Scots shipping. It was bad eneugh that Henry the Echt deluged his cell another Langshanks, but for tacking a ding to the harns in 1536, he became an ill-kinded tyrann that slaughtered his ain folk. So he did nae swither to slaughter Scotland's folk and all. In May 1544, the Ingalls king loused a vicious invasion on Scotland, for to gie the Scots their heeds and their horns. Leith, Embra and Holyrood was set alow, and signed the boroughs of Dunbar, Haddington and others. The Ingalls took Jethert and Kelsey, so Arran gaed to the Merches, and on the 17th February 1545, vanquished the Ingalls at the Fecht at Ancrum Muir. But in September 1545, the Ingalls come back with another army. The Earl of Hertford, New Brunt, Dryburgh, Kelsey, Melrose and Jethert, and war. The crop of 1545 was hashed at the Hurst, laying the folk scant of victuals. The Hendrian sent Protestant preachers, sic as George Wishart, into Scotland to steer up ony reformers that micht favour England. Already the Queen's Council was fleggit with ballants, prose works and letters that disputed heeds of the Bible. Wishart was brunt for heresy at St Andrews by Cardinal Beaton on the 1st of March 1546. But on the 29th of May, Norman Leslie, son of the Earl of Rothes, along with his foliars, go ingate to St Andrews Castle, brack into Beaton's chommer and stick at him to death. The murderers took the castle and held it again Arran's siege until July 1547, when a fleet of French galleys kithed siege it and took the castle. The murderers, with their preacher John Knox, was sent to the galleys. Henry of England had got his ally, Emperor Charles, to declare weir against Scotland in 1544. But Charles soon took the rue at the scathe Scots men of weir did to his shipping. In particular, the weir surly fashed the folk of the Lake Kintras that's tread lippin' on gids for Scotland. And our mony Scots merchants was making a profit out attacking Dutch ships. Henry the Echt had deed, but the weir gaed on. In September 1547, the Ingalls invaded under the Duke of Summerside, but an army under Arran, Angus and Huntly was defeated at Pinky Cleugh by Inaresk on the 10th of September. Huntly was captured, and when asked what he thought of the marriage ploy, he said he had nae liking for England's Roch Winchin. English ships captured Broch de Castle by Dundee, and in February 1548, the Borough of Haddington. It was England's ettle new to hod Scotland doon through captured strength, so Scotland was driven into the arms of France. King Henry II of France offered help, as lang as Queen Mary was married on his son Francis instead. Francis was Henry's son by Catherine of Medici, born on the 19th of January 1544. By the Treaty of Haddington on the 7th July 1548, Mary was sent to be reared up at the French court. With a French army now in Scotland, the Weir turned again England. In September 1549, they forleet the headquarters at Haddington and agreed to peace in 1550. The same year, Emperor Charles agreed peace with Scotland on behalf of the Dutch Toons. In November 1548, Queen Mary had been sent to bide in France. King Henry was fast that she kent nae French, and broached in servants to learn her the lead. In fact, she learnt Greek, Italians, Latin and Spanish, and with her ain folk spak Scots. Her mither, Mary of Guise, came over to France in 1550 and bade a year. She was the headmost advocate for the French alliance, and in April 1554 took over for Arran as governor, after a handful of loofs had been creased. French policy was well seen. Scotland would be to France what the Netherlands was to Spain. By the mid-1550s, some French had been appointed to ken speckle positions. Dozo, the French ambassador, had an undue say over political matters, while French soldiers held Blackness, Dunbar and Leith. By 1557, Mary of Guise was wanting taxes to pay for soldiers in big new forts. When Henry of France gave to Weir with Spain the same year, he wanted Scotland to make Weir on England that Queen Mary was married to Philip of Spain. The Scots nobles would hae nane it. Now the ordinar folk had ta'en to con the French for often. The Protestant lords, now crying themselves the lords of the congregation, came out in favour of preachers that had founded congregations along the east coast. When Mary of Guise tried to daunt on them, she just steered folk against French and Catholic rule. On the 24th of April 1558, Queen Mary and Francis was married out Notre Dame's Heathkirk in Paris. Francis was 14 year old, while Mary was 15. In Hidlands, Mary signed a deal whereby she left Scotland to the French croon, gin she deed athoot Bairns. No lang after, the twasome took on the arms and title of England on the grounds that Elizabeth of England was born out of lawfu' marriage. In May of 1559, Protestant preachers in Scotland gied a deef lug when summoned afore the council. Now heeded by the Earl of Arran and Mary's half-brother, Lord James Stuart, they gather an army and blatter with the French soldiers in Scotland. In July, after making peace with Spain, King Henry of France was riding in the rink when he took a skelf to the ee and signed deed in command in pain. This made Francis and Mary King and Queen of France. In October, the Lords of the Congregation declared the demission of Mary of Guise for office, but had to make a contract with the Ingalls at Berwick on the 27th February 1560 for the Arrams to uphold the freedom of the Kinrick. A small Ingalls fleet left it on the coast, and in the march, an Ingalls army came the length of Embra and sieged the French in Leith. But what changed often was the death of Mary of Guise in Embra Castle on the night of the 11th of June for a disease of the heart, aged 44. Laid out in St Margaret's Chapel, it wasn't until March 1561 that her book was ta'en to France and buried at Reims. The Treaty at Embra, agreed on the 6th of July 1560, provided that both the French and Ingalls lee Scotland, that a parliament be held, and Francis and Mary gie up title to England. The parliament held in August cried down the authority of the Pope, brak fae Rome, made Catholic Mass unlawfie, and took on a Calvinist confession of faith. Unlike England, where the brek fae Rome was done for the tap doon, in Scotland the brek was made athoot the Queen. Mary wasna lang Queen of France, for her man Francis II died on the 5th December 1560, when his harms took artery through a bad lug. He was just 16. The Lord James Stuart heed at the nobles that now ask at Mary to come hame, sae lang as she tolerated the new religion. This was the Kinrick Mary come hame till in August 1561. When she tried to hear Mass at Holyrood, it caused a sma stooshie, and Lord James had to ston at the door to turn the steerers awa'. Sign Mary gied the gallus preacher John Knox a hearing at the palace. She wasna used to rockle language, and the tryst left her begrutten, but Mary set out to maister her land. In 1562, she gied the earldom of Murray to her brother Lord James, but George Gordon Earl of Huntly had its estates and income under his administration and wouldna gie them up. Huntly was lord over the Headmace Catholic family with thousands of men in his ocht, and he thocht the Queen wasna deen aneuch to keep the faith. His son, Sir John Gordon, was a present chiel that thocht he didna hae to answer for his feuds. The Queen came north till Inverness, where the Gordon keeper wadna let her bend the castle until Huntly sent word. Sir John Gordon had gathered foliers north of Aberdeen, boding in fear of weir, an act that left the Queen beeling. When she gaed till Aberdeen, Huntly made to merch sooth. Lord James and William Maitland of Lethington led an army out the toon and focht Huntly at Corrichie on the 28th October. Huntly was ta'en prisoner, but while his horse was led for it, he took a shock and drap it deed to the grun. They broached his corp till Embra, where stood up in its deed kist in the middle of the parliament, had sentence of forfeiture passed o'er it. Queen Mary was scunnet sign at the ugsome sicht o' a footering headsman tacking heed aff Sir John Gordon. James Earl of Murray was now the Queen's A-best counsellor, and for the next 2 years helped her at policy. But Mary's search for a new man threatened Murray's position. The courts of Austria, Denmark, France, Spain and Sweden all put in for her hon, but at the hinner end she fell for Henry Stuart, Lord Darnley. The eldest son of Matthew Stuart, fourth Earl of Lennox, and Margaret Douglas, he had been born on the 7th December 1545 in England. Through his mither, Darnley had a claim on the throne of England, like Mary. The twa were married out of Holyrood on the 29th July 1565, but Murray led a rising again the Queen in the August, and Queen Mary had to chase him about till Murray fled into England. By the back end of 1565, though, Mary had found out hour late the nature of the chiel she had married. He was petit, couldna be fashed wi' mater's estate, bade a waffy counsel and war for the Queen's good name, gaed drinking and hooring at nicht in Embra. She lippent mair nor ever on men sic as James Hebburn, Earl of Bothwell, Lord Hume, and her Italian secretary, Davy Rizzio. The cosy clash hid it that the Queen was ower friendly wi' Maister Rizzio, a chiel that Darnley thocht had usurped at his place. The Queen was awa' to forfeit Murray and his pert-tackers at her neist parliament, so they collogued wi' Darnley to dae awa' wi' Rizzio, pardon Murray, and gie Darnley the croon. on the nicht of the 9th of March, 1566, while the Queen was taking her supper in Holyrood, Dernley, along with Patrick Lord Riven and the foliers of James Douglas Earl of Morton, burst it in, couping chairs and boards, and stick at the greeting Rizzio in front of Mary and her ladies, afore flinging his bloody corp down the stair. And the Queen weel gane with her bairn and a'. Their lords thoch to hae ourance of Scotland through Dernley, but Mary Threepit they would dae awa with him. So the twa escapit fae Holyrood, and the lords fled into England. The Queen came back to Edinburgh, and there, in a sma' chaumer in the castle, gied birth to a son cried James, on the 18th of June, 1566. She thought to break the mocht of the rebel lords, and gied her brother Murray a pardon. Dernley was nae muckle use till her, and by the end of 1566 took counsel fae Murray and others, and in the best wise at ending her marriage. A wheen the Drumley lords, Bothwell, Morton and Murray, jaloosed it would be better to kill Dernley, the man that had betrayed them. On the nicht of the 10th of February, 1567, Dernley's lodgings at Kirkafield in Embra was blown up, and Dernley fundied in the garden. Historians jalouses that Morton's men smeared Dernley while he tried to get awa. A wheen of clavers was new spread that Bothwell had carried out the deed with Mary's ken. In April, when Mary was travelling from Stirling to Embra, Bothwell kithed with his men and took her, Moni said, weeched again her will, to Dunbar. Mary knew Stamygaster Obdy, be marrying on Bothwell at Holyrood on the 15th of May, 1567. Mary's new man was aged about 30 yin, and was the son of Patrick the Fair Earl of Bothwell and Agnes Sinclair. Many nobles under Murray took up arms, but when they met at Carbery on the 15th of June 1567, Mary's army started to traipse hame. After seeing Bothwell off the field, she ran there and was broached at the hinner end to the island castle of Loch Leven. Here, on the 24th July 1567, she was made to demit the croon in favour of her son, and Murray was proclaimed governor on the 22nd of August. Murray's half-brother, Sir William Douglas, held Mary a prisoner, but his brother, Sir George Douglas, fell for Mary, and he and a cousin, Wally Douglas, helped Mary get awa ae nicht, rowing her ower the loch to friends and freedom. She raised men and focht Murray at Langside by Glasgow on the 13th of May 1568, where she was defeat, and syne fled till England. Elizabeth of England swithered our wit today with her guest for the next 19 year. Mary was at the head of ilka Catholic plot again the Elizabethan, until tried and heed it on the 8th of February 1587 at Fotheringay Castle, aged 44. She was buried in Westminster Abbey in London. Her man Bothwell had died years afore on the 14th April 1578 in the jail at Dragsholm Castle, Denmark.